Do you give yourself the ignorance of not knowing who you are?
What, can you explain that?
Like, you know, a lot of the times us knowing, like, oh, I know I'm this, I know I'm that, I know I'm this. But these things, these factors come from different people of, oh, I told you, you're a great person. So Vince is a great person now. Now I think that I'm a great person. Now I have to do things as such as a great person. So do you allow yourself ignorance to say, I don't know myself, but I will get to learn myself not through the compliments and the validations of others?
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
To the Aqua Thinking Podcast. Welcome back to the Aqua Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stinks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that and a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people claps in the motherfucking building. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Vince, what else should they do?
I feel like you still you stepping at, on my toes,
if you
toes,
look
bro.
At the old videos, I always say make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you get into the comment section and you actually get in there. You give us some feedback. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell us what you didn't like about the show. Let us know your favorite parts about the show. Make sure you sharing the content with your family, with your aunties, your uncles, your mailman, whoever you got contact with, your drug dealer, shit, whoever.
That's right.
Again, make sure you follow us on all platforms. We are on TikTok, we're on Spotify, we are on Apple Podcasts, and we're on YouTube. Make sure you get into the YouTube algorithm. Find us on there. We do shorts and everything.
Yeah, call to action. W call to action. Yes. It is the Thanksgiving motherfucking season.
Yes. More than stuffing turkeys this season.
More than stuffing turkeys. I'm sorry. What is... Are you trying to say that you're about to be a father or something?
No,
that's what it sounded like. Like
you're. Do you become a father when you stuff a fucking turkey?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, you don't. No, the fuck you don't. When do you become a father when stuffing a turkey?
Cause you aren't. Are we, all right. I was saying, so if I'm understanding the baster, are we basting it? Not basting it, because basting it is putting the juice all over the turkey.
Right.
You're stuffing the turkey, so that means you're. If we're in ejaculating, right? This will be quote unquote, you're stuffing it. You're putting all the juices in all the nooks and crannies into this thing.
I feel like the basing it is ejaculating. And stuffing it is just the fucking.
Stuffing is fucking?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll take that. But do you not inject your turkeys?
But we're not talking about the sense of sex.
Because
you get blood. Well, yeah, I do inject my turkeys.
Okay, all right. We're talking about food here. Uh-huh. We're talking about fucking food here.
For the most part.
Speaking of food, just because keeping on theme in the holiday seasons and shit like that, I'm still in disbelief of the fucking, what's that shit called? The Indians and the Pilgrims. Like, that shit still doesn't sit right with me. Like, I still feel like that's one of them stories that, like, it makes sense for me to tell. Like, I'm not trying to give that up. Like, I've given up Santa Claus. I've given up the Tooth Fairy. But that story, I feel like I can't give that one up. I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
The Pilgrims and the Indians?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, it's one of those, like, oh, everybody was sharing. Everything was lovely. Mm-hmm. And then when you get older, it's like, no, these motherfuckers got them sick. They killed them. They were doing all this, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I don't like that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like to be lied to. If anything, lie to me about that story. Still, even though I know the truth, still, but you know, hey.
Don't lie to me. Okay. I don't know. I'm lucky.
Now, before we bring things to the table, have you ever seen like what's that shit called? Like Indian food, like not Indian food, Native American food. Wow,
I've never seen Native American food for the most part.
I've seen that shit on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm.
It don't look
it's
like
bullshit.
It.
Not, not saying
no,
it.
No. You can't
and that's somebody's
sit.
Culture. And I know. Well, listen, it's free fucking. It's a free country, you know. And I'm not saying it in disrespect. Maybe it's really good, but the presentation sucks.
To talk about Native American food, then follow up with it's a free fucking country, knowing everything that them people have been through. I can't win with you for this one. I'm sorry. I can't go with you for this one.
If you seen what I saw, you probably would, but I'm gonna let you have your glory moment. My glory moment. Yeah,
because I ain't want to shit on the Native Americans.
Yes, because it's not shitting on them. I legit is like, I wouldn't eat this.
You know how sometimes it be our people cooking some crazy ass shit.
Yeah,
because they post that shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
Maybe you found one of them.
No, because it was a home, like, restaurant, and they were like...
You know how many fucked up restaurants it is? No, come on now.
No, bro. It's,
I don't know. No, I need to... Bro. And I don't know, because I actually don't know too many Native American people. I don't know anybody who's, like, Native American. You know, that's America for you, but...
I feel like we need some Native American, like, friends or some shit. Because
I do have friends from other walks of life. I have... you know, black friends, white friends, Puerto Rican friends, or, you know, Hispanic friends and shit, Asian friends and stuff, Jamaican friends.
Where did these people come from? When did you obtain all of these friends? Like, through life or just... Oh, okay, life, okay. I haven't seen them.
I'm well-traveled, so...
Okay. You know. All right. Yeah, I love a traveler.
I worked with a bunch of immigrants over the summer.
Well...
Not this summer, but...
Did you break the news?
What news?
Who? The guy? About the guy?
Are you talking about Trump?
Yeah.
They wasn't over here for that long. They had their visas and shit. They was good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's start this show right. What are you bringing to the table, man?
So One Piece is still on a 6-month hiatus.
I was going to clap the button. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You a motherfucking hater. You wish you could have something
to love hold on to.
I know. Yeah.
I know.
And that just got me looking at life. You know, a little bit different. You know, I'm seeing One Piece and everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, you know, I followed the Cleveland Remembrance page. They was talking about a lot of Kid Boys doing some shit. And I'm like, these niggas is pirates. The Kid Boys are pirates. These niggas ain't doing nothing. I'm not going to say they not doing nothing because they is causing trouble.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is these niggas is pirates. That's all it is. These niggas are the pirates of One Piece. And they just looking for freedom. A lot of these kids, and not just the Kid Boys, but a lot of these kids, I would say, out here, you see them doing that crazy shit. You see kids going out here doing drugs, trying to find all these things to do, trying to be adults really fast. They're looking for freedom. That's all it is.
Yeah. Will I say they're looking for freedom? Yes, I will say that. Because it's necessarily like, it's tough. It's tough when you get sit in a reality all day long, and then you're like, all right, I need something fun to do. And it's not a lot of programs no more.
It's not a lot of programs.
So it's like, shit, if I don't got no programs, I'm going to just go with my homeboys. And this, to me, because kids are impressionable. To me, like, if I'm watching a cartoon and they take a car, but they make it, the way they make it seems as though this is cool to do. Like, we're doing this on an adventure type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
To them, in imagination, giving them grace, it might be like, oh, this, I seen this in a motherfucking cartoon, and this shit seems cool. Or the older kids is doing it. I look up to these motherfuckers, and this shit looks cool for me to do.
Or you see it on social media, you see it on TikTok, because that's where the shit originated from. Somebody uploaded a video in 2020 or 2021, you know, just showing how to basically take over IKEA using a USB cord. And that went viral. And then you have all these young people who were, like, tuned in on TikTok, especially during the pandemic, during those years, watching that, and they got that information. And so, like, I kind of feel like it's on IKEA, because I kind of feel like it's y'all fault that y'all did not secure your cars enough to an extent.
It
is, because I think that we are aware of Kia Boys right now.
Right.
Like, we are more than aware of them. So all those cars need to be recalled. If you have a Kia from 2011 to, 2021, it needs to be recalled, and they need to adjust the sensor on there so that way there's an anti-theft protection on there, and it can't just be bypassed with a USB.
Yeah.
And just the fact that that's not like something that a car thief knows. Everybody knows how to do it now. All you got to do is go on TikTok. And also, TikTok should have handled that. I feel like there are other people who are responsible here. And I'm not saying that Kia Boys aren't responsible. But again, there are certain things you just have to be aware of. You bring crack to a neighborhood of fucking crackheads, what are they going to do?
Well, they're not crackheads until they smoke the crack.
Yes, but again, you are putting it in front of them. You're enticing them. And the same thing that they did with crack, they ain't tell you, you're going to be fucked up off of this. They said you want to get rid of that 9-to-5 feeling that you've been going through. You want to get rid of that fucking depression. Take some of this. And that's what the Kia Boys are doing. Them niggas is looking for freedom. They are like, let me go. Like you said, I'm going on an adventure. Mm-hmm. I seen this shit. Older niggas talk about it. Old people do it. I'm just having my fun.
Honestly, if I wanted to commit, and I know this just sounds crazy as fuck, but if I was a child, mm-hmm. right, which I was at one point, I was just a scary child.
Mm-hmm.
But running the risk of, like, a lot of shit, I think I would do that more. Like, I would do more risky shit as that, because my consequences are I get a lot of excuses, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I might get taken away from my, like, family and shit, mm-hmm. like, from the, like, irresponsibility of their handling of me.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me that just going on the freedom part, I can do a lot of risky shit with just out of ignorance of not knowing and having less consequences, quote unquote, depending on the age. Like, if you're 8 to 10, maybe juvenile, mm-hmm. that might be, like, the consequence in that. But
to even think an 8 to 10-year-old is out there doing those kind of things, because at 8 to 10, what are you doing? You're 8 to 10. I understand 16-year-olds doing certain shit, and it's even sad when you see 14-year-olds getting into it, because I do feel like that's a early age to get into shit like that. But again, it's who you're around, who you're influenced by and everything. And again, people around us got to do a better job of monitoring what kids are like introduced to. So parents got to do a better job. Older siblings got to do a better job. Us as people on the internet got to do a better job. You know, it literally takes a village. It takes all of us. And them niggas is just right now. And you got to also take into consideration that those kids right now, they don't have shit to lose. You got niggas who, just like in One Piece, you got niggas who are coming up out of nothing, who are saying, nigga, I'm just trying to make a name for myself, or I'm just trying to find myself in this world. You got those kids who don't have parents who love them or support them or whatever, who's able to take care of them. You got niggas who are already looking like, I don't have shit. I don't, mm-hmm. like you said, there's no after-school programs. There's nothing going on for these kids to get into unless you play a sport or something. So it's like, for a lot of kids, they don't see a future. They see, like, it's no future. And I'm not saying that to be pessimistic, but realistically, there are so many challenges put in front of these kids that a lot of kids aren't going to be able to make it through this, because it's not meant for you to make it through it. And so a lot of these kids are seeing it and being like, I'm not about to go through all this dumb shit. I'm about to go be free. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I feel like doing, basically.
What I'm bringing to the table today, I got into a real crazy rabbit hole of fucking the Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know what video I was watching. I guess it was like a motivation, but then it was like him talking about what they're training. Like, you know, it's something intense. You know, you go mm-hmm. through this month. And then I'm like, okay, so let me go do my research. And it's like this intense-ass training called, like, BUDS. And that shit, they say, like, it's the hardest shit in the world. Like, basically, like, every test is a near-death experience. But it's to build you to not, like, care for death. It's to build you, like, what else is to build you? Like,
your endurance and shit?
Serial killers. I don't mm-hmm. fucking know. This shit, I wouldn't. Now, those is one of those things where it's just, like, I wouldn't put myself through that. Mm-hmm. Like, I fuck this country. I'm not putting my. But a little increment of me was, like, well, this is good to. Well, it's not good because you're, like, shutting off, like, emotions. Like, you're shutting off certain emotions that you would have as a normal human being. And mm-hmm. you have to desensitize yourself to, like, losing a friend. You have to, you know, all this crazy shit that normal people would mourn and cry and shit. Like, you gotta. I mean, of course you're gonna cry, but you're like, fuck it, this is war type mm-hmm. shit. But I say that to be like, that's, like, damn near making, like, a superhuman, like, honestly. Like, the way y'all
that's like run. Captain America.
Yeah, no bullshit. Mm-hmm. It literally is in real time. And I was like, I don't know why they get a lot of flack, because I don't know if they say it's like the Navy SEALs are gay. They do say that. But mm-hmm. I was like, I don't, if you go through this, I don't, not saying it's like a sexual orientation thing, but like, you, what the fuck does that, makes them more like a superior being, because it's like, bro, you have to run like a mile at like, this amount of time, you have to do. I mean, I know this is basic training for military, but mm-hmm. like that shit too. Like, I have to hold my breath. Yeah, bro, that shit is a lot, bro.
Mm-hmm. So you saying you wouldn't be a Navy SEAL?
I fuck the Navy mm-hmm. SEALs, bro. I fuck the military. Honestly, I would never do. Like, that was never my go to out of high school. My mm-hmm. my go to was get a regular job, find something to do. And I'm not knocking who does the military, because I know your brother does the military, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't put myself through that.
Like, I wouldn't, you know, either, what I mean? Honestly, I mean, That's what I did ROTC in high school and shit. So, or JROTC in high school, all the way up until like senior year. I fucked with it. I did think at one point, like, I'll do the military route just for college and shit to pay for school and stuff. And then I got into my real pro-black phase, and I was like, I'm not fighting for this fucking country. I'd rather still crack than serve this country.
Yeah. Like, rather serve your community, destroy your community than
fucking community, bitch. Go into them politicians' communities and fuck them up.
That is true.
All right, so, low-key, like, again, a nigga just turned 28, and so, like...
old as fuck!
I ain't old as fuck.
Old as shit!
Young as fuck.
You about to be 30 or so. I know you when you was just a little kid, man.
I
remember just, you was just this young spring chicken and just full of life, and now life is just lifing, and then you 28 and you about to be old. You about to have gray hair soon. Like, years.
You are already putting shit on me. Shut the fuck up.
But you are about to have gray hair. You know,
how am I about to have gray hair soon?
Because you're going to be in your 30s soon, so about 35.
Do you know, like, people, the age is not determining when you have gray hair.
It does.
There are people who have gray hair who are younger than me right now.
Yeah, but that's different. That's genetics.
It's not.
That's genetics.
It's not about genetics.
That's genetics.
And again, the gray hair is going to come with genetics as well.
No, it's not.
It is.
You know what's so crazy? And I'm going to let you get this off, but it sprung in my mind, and I really do want to say this. Me and Sharice was on the phone. We were talking. Free Reese. We were on the phone, and I was telling her, I was looking at a picture of my mom, like, she posted on Instagram and shit, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, damn, bro, like, my mom really got gray hair now, and she was like, so, like, what's the issue with that? And I was like, you don't understand, like, I see my mom young as hell, and to see her getting old is, like, a whole different world to me, like, and she was like, well, because her mom had her, like, at 36, so she's like, I've always seen my parents old, so that's not really, like, a shocker. But I was just like, bro, that took me to a whole different loop. Like, damn, life is really, like, changing. Like, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just told my moment.
Go ahead. You know. Go ahead. Moment and go.
But, yeah, I am getting older and stuff. And it's causing me to reflect. And I know I keep talking about reflecting and stuff. But it is causing me to reflect. And I know we all had some little tension in the house or whatever. Not too long ago, last week or two.
Oh yeah. We was about to fight.
Yeah, I was gonna fuck them niggas up. I ain't gonna lie. Okay. These motherfuckers. I'm Tzatziki in this bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. To each.
I'm a teacher.
Okay. Let me teach you something.
I was looking at a lot of shit, and like I said, we did get into some shit, and I told niggas, I'm like, I got shit in my life going on right now. I don't know if that is just what's bringing these feelings to the forefront, but. You know, niggas is going through life, niggas is aging, niggas is reflecting. And it was just something, I'm telling myself, stop giving niggas advice. Stop, like, not stop trying to be niggas' parents and stuff, but to an extent, stop trying to be that for everybody. And I'm telling myself, I'm like, I tell other people, like, nigga, back up from people, or like, stop doing X, Y, and Z, or, you know, do this, put yourself first. And it just made me think, I'm like, some of it, I'm like, are these things that I'm having an issue with? Are these things that I see in myself that I'm having an issue with, but I'm just projecting, or I'm able to see it within other people right now? So I'm like, hey, get your shit together. And I'm like, is that really fair to do or whatever? And then it was also like, again, I had to just turn around to myself and be like, take your own advice. Like, the advice you trying to give other motherfuckers, take it yourself. Like, stop trying to fix other people's problems and fix your own shit first. It made me think, like, why do we try to, like, why can we look on the TV, see somebody else's problem and say, oh, you need to do this. Go to the other room, or you should have did this. Mm-hmm. But we are going through that ourselves, and we are not making changes. We aren't fixing shit.
So can I ask you this question before I answer that one? What do you find difficult that you can't do it? Like, you can't take your own advice. Like, why is that difficult that you can't do it?
Because it's the change. It's literally that change. It's going to be that process of having to go through that. And literally, like, when you start changing, there's a term for it. But what I'll say is there's, like, a threshold. Once you step over that threshold, everything is very new for you. Everything is, like... you're very confused and or whatever, and so I think it's that fear of that, of not knowing like what to do next, and like actually how to handle things. But it's also, I do know, like, I'm going to catch my groove in the middle of it. There's going to be some point in the middle of it where I do catch my groove. Like, even, like, with my work right now, I had to go through a change at work. But at first, it was difficult. But then in the middle of it, I'm like, nigga, I know what the fuck I'm doing now. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm good. And it made it easier to get to the other side. And so I think I need to just think about that middle part, mm-hmm. because I know once I hit that middle part, it'll be easier for me to get to the end of that, if that makes sense.
Are you open-minded about it, or are you being closed-minded by it? Because I when you were talking, I was just seeing, because it was just like, you said to yourself, like, I know this already. Do you give yourself the ignorance of not knowing who you are?
Can you explain that?
Like, you know, a lot of the times us knowing, like, oh, I know I'm this. I know I'm that. I mm-hmm. know I'm this. But these things, these factors come from different people of, oh, I told you, you're a great person. So mm-hmm. Vince is a great person now. Now I think that I'm a great person. Now I have to do things mm-hmm. as such as a great person. So do you allow yourself ignorance to say, I don't know myself, but I will get to learn myself not through the compliments and the validations of others?
I like that question, but I don't know how that question relates to this.
Because you're saying like, I get what you're saying, like I get what you're saying of like the simple shit you should already know. Like mm-hmm. I already know this about myself. Why am I tweaking about this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But do you give yourself just that increment of ignorance to say, maybe I just don't fucking know, mm-hmm. and I fuck it.
I think so. I don't know if this is still like on the same thing as what you're saying, but mm-hmm. earlier today, like in the shower right before coming here, I was just thinking about that, how in a sense I'm like, I question if I know myself. Not like I know myself, but I know that I'm always changing, I'm ever changing. So I'm like, do I currently know myself? Do I know who it is? And not to move into a safe space, because I think that,
we can run into it. Shit.
But like, that's why I also was thinking about the song Like Him.
Oh, this is great. I'm glad that you're becoming like Shut this up. New Tyler fan. I like it.
It was a really good album. I like the album. Yeah, it's good. Album. But so like with that song, it made me think about, you know, he's chasing a ghost, and for him, it's his father. I'm assuming it's his father. Yeah. And so that made me think about the relationship that I have with my father too, as well. And just the relationship that I have with myself. Cause I'm like, part of me is like, you know, I'm this person, but I am this person to an extent because of, like you said, other people have said, oh, this is who you are.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And in a sense, I'm like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, am I Vince because am I this nice person? Am I this person who is, because I'm like, part of me was like, the next thing is to be a father, basically, yeah. like a father and a husband. And so I'm like, Who else am I outside of that, basically? Like, am I only striving to be these things that have a title connected to it so I know what role that I'm going to play?
Yeah.
Or am I actually giving myself the time to, like, think about who I am and discover who I am without those titles, and then become that person and then add those titles along with myself? And it just made me kind of think about my father as well, like, you know, did you always want to be a family man? Did you have other dreams or other aspirations? Was this something that was not saying meant for you or whatever, but it just made me question, like, who were you outside of this? And again, I reflected and was like, who am I outside of all of these things that I do? Because who am I outside of work? Who am I outside of my fraternity? Who am I outside of my friends? Who am I outside of being a boyfriend? Who am I outside of being a son or whatever? Who am I outside of being a mentor or whatever? I'm like, who is Vince when Vince is like alone and chilling and stuff?
I mean, I feel that way too. But it's one of those things, like, the I don't know is the most powerful tool we got, mm-hmm. you know, and it's. It just gives us the ability to just grow, you mm-hmm. know, and find things. Like, you named all these different things, all these different roles that you feel like people have given you, or you took on those roles. And I feel like that, I don't know, is so like relieving is as an adult. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know everything, and it's like I hate how sometimes as adults we get left off. Mm-hmm. And I think when we were just talking earlier about the village, it still takes that village. You know, for operating society, we need other people to kind of, yes, guide us in a sense, but just to say, I don't know. If mm-hmm. I don't know this bread need to be sliced with this specific knife, don't clown me about it or be like, oh, this nigga don't. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know this. Can you help me? You know, and just helping a person just for the basic needs and not putting those titles, not putting those roles on a person can make life so much easier. Mm-hmm. And people can figure out what they enjoy and what they like. And going to your point with the chasing ghost thing, because I always, you know, I equate it to my father, too, because that's what I thought. And I like that fucking song a mm-hmm. fucking lot. I play that song a lot.
It's a banger.
It is. I'm ready for the concert. Songs, yeah. I'm ready for the fucking concert. But I think that's what we're all doing, you know, and I equate that to my great grandma died. Mm-hmm. And my mom gave a speech, you know, she's speech woman of the fucking year. She gave a speech and she was like, you know, I'm chasing to be the woman she once was. And when I see that, it's like, that's how we destroy us sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we're chasing remember when we used to play them video games and it'd be like the race and then somebody further than you. And then it's like, oh, you have to beat their time. They have to beat their record. Mm-hmm. Instead of just doing it for like just being OK with the time you made and just the progression. Mm-hmm. I think that's what a lot of times, like, we need to stop chasing those ghosts, because then they make us feel depressed. Mm-hmm. They have us filled with self-doubt. And that's not how I feel like life operates for anybody, you know. And we can go like ancestry, like when mm-hmm. you know, or like how they have in movies and shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. Let's go Black Panther. You know, yeah, he has the power, but you can possess the power and make it however you see it for your generation or your local amount of people. You know, that's my.
I also feel like too with that chasing that ghost, it was like, it's like who that, you know how they say, you know, we're young and we're in our 20s or whatever, and you know, we got all this life ahead of you, and it's like, what are you chasing or whatever? But it's like who is it that I'm trying to catch up to be? Because there is somebody mm-hmm. I'm trying to catch up to be. I'm trying to meet somebody somewhere. I do know that I'm trying to, and it, not somebody, I'm trying to meet myself somewhere. I'm trying to meet myself, I guess, somewhere where everything clicks.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm waiting for that moment to see when everything clicks, and when I guess when I'm done.
Yeah.
Like when, and not death or anything, but I guess I'm waiting to get to the point where I feel like there are no more challenges to us in a sense. Like the challenges that I'm going through would not be these fucking financial challenges. Yeah, no, for real. Like it wouldn't be stuff like that. It would be stuff like just regular stuff. It would not be all these things that we do feel like we are fighting or whatever. And so I guess I'm chasing that ghost, and I'm trying to figure out who, like, I'm trying to become the Vince who, not I can be comfortable with, but the Vince who is already established. Yeah. The Vince who is already married, the Vince who already has kids and already has everything figured out. But I do know, and one thing I will say, bringing it back to One Piece, because after 1,200 something fucking episodes, I'm appreciating the journey more. I do appreciate the journey. I appreciate everything that I've gone through, because again, some shit you gotta hit rock bottom, or you have to experience certain things. Again, these last couple weeks have been turbulent. A nigga has been going through it, but it's been eye opening at the same time, and it's caused me to like, I don't, not move different, but just move different. I am doing stuff that I feel like, I'm like, nigga, you have to pick up and learn. And yeah. I'm like, either you are going to keep making these same mistakes, keep making these same choices that are keeping you in the same place, or you are going to evolve. And to an extent, it's like, nigga, it is on you to make that decision. Either you're going to stay stagnant, or you're going to evolve from your situation. And that does require for you to make change, or for new things to happen, or for you to take that leap and not just keep being comfortable with how things are.
Yeah, I totally agree. I guess, are we wrapping up Safe Space?
I think.
I don't necessarily, but I would say just to just wrap Safe Space up, just like, it's okay to say, I don't know. Yeah. You don't got to have it figured out. And I go through that all the time, thinking I got to figure it out. Even with us, I will go transparent. I feel like I need to know. And it's like, fail. And I know everybody's saying fail, but like, fail. Mm-hmm. Take that time to say, like, that's your I don't know. Like, oh, I don't know. And if you figure it out, you figure it out. If it takes longer than 8 months, 6 months, a year, mm-hmm. to figure it out, it's just I don't know. Because we done gave, like, a lot of shit. So it's about that time, mm-hmm. where we give you a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what's your positive message to get through the week?
I would say, again, I know we touched on a lot of this episode, not just the turkey and stuff, but, you know, some other powerful stuff. Hopefully y'all connected or felt that. I would just say, if you are questioning your journey right now, you questioning things, you want things to go better. I feel like you need to go through, like, whatever it is, whatever situation you are going through, go through it knowing that you are going to be better, or at least still standing on at the end of that thing. Again, not to just keep bringing it back to One Piece, but my nigga Luffy goes to every little island, and it's always a top dog there that he has to fight. And regardless of, he does not have a fucking plan. The nigga just knows at the end of the day, I gotta be the one standing. When the smoke clear, I need to be the one standing. And so that's all, not all he cares about, but that's all he's focused on, being the last one standing. And so when you're going through life, when you're going through this journey, go through it and know that you are going to be the one standing. Go through it and have that faith that you are going to be the one standing at the end, I guess.
I think my positive message to get through the week, aka my until next time. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. And we have to... Fuck. Ignorance is bliss. And I think that with a lot of things that we do, it's okay to not know. Whether you feel embarrassed about it, go ahead, release that. Because it's only a moment of time. It's just like a cut. You know, if you don't know something now, you gain some new knowledge. Just by saying, I don't know. You know, because if you say you know it in... You know, trying to fit in this mold, or trying to be who you're not, you're just going to dumb yourself down every single point of the time, you know. That fake it till you make it shit ain't really a thing. It's a thing, but it's not a thing, you know, because I can get, by me being curious, I can obtain more knowledge to fake it, quote unquote. So just always have that I don't know. I don't know is your biggest release, I think. So with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Until next time, thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.
Okay. This next one?